I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we'll learn what this holiday looks like in a region hostile to Christianity. And there's an update from believers in Bethlehem, the place where Christmas began. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Christmas church services are a staple for Christians around the world today. But would you still go to the Christmas service at your church if it meant risking your life, the lives of your loved ones, the lives of your kids? For many believers in the Middle East and North Africa, that risk during Christmas time is very real. Tom Doyle with Uncharted Ministries.
These are hot times for believers that live in a context of being surrounded by Muslims that are not open to their faith and probably don't want them expressing their joy and happiness during this time.
Uncharted is taking the gospel to Jews and Muslims in the Middle East and supporting persecuted Christians there.
We just got stories out of Egypt about leaders that were shot and difficulty in Pakistan and in Africa, cases that happened this week of overt persecution. Some were killed for their faith.
However, Doyle says most Christians in the MENA region are willing to sacrifice self-preservation for gospel declaration.
I think it's just easy for us in the West to look for, okay, where's the escape hatch? How do I get out of this? It's not so in the Middle East. They look at the situation. They pray, is God calling me to stay? And this could cost me my life.
Please pray for persecuted believers to sense the comfort of Christ this Christmas. And what happens when Christians put on a Christmas service in the world's largest Muslim-majority nation? According to Bruce Allen of FMI, the answer is nothing short of a Christmas miracle. In Indonesia, local officials go uncharacteristically far to protect Christian congregations during Christmas services.
Attendance increases at Christmas time. So the government says, we're going to provide uniformed policemen, undercover cops, as well as military personnel to protect churches.
What's more, local Muslims crowd church doors during Christmas services, but not to harass service-goers. Instead, Allen says they want to participate.
I kept hearing reports how 90% of the Muslim neighbors were trying to get into the Christians' meeting places. Sometimes they're just meeting in a home. So they'd be standing around the windows at the front door or trying, you know, just packing it out. Or if there is a sanctuary and a dedicated church building, attending because they want to know who Jesus is. Why did he come?
This Christmas, please pray for FMI churches going out of their way to share the Christmas story with their Muslim neighbors. The idea of baby Jesus in a forlorn stable showcases his humble beginning. But is that image correct? Haitham Diak, tour guide program director at Bethlehem Bible College, says the picture was probably a little different than what many imagine. Rather than an unknown inn, the verse likely refers to a guest room in a home. In a standard two-floor house, this would have been upstairs.
So once they came there, they went up to the upper room, to the upper floor. Indeed, that room was full because everybody's coming to Bethlehem, especially those that are related to the tribe of Judea, and they couldn't find any room for them.
But rather than going to an isolated barn, Mary and Joseph probably were simply in the first level of the house. This would have been where the kitchen, the animals, and the working spaces were. They weren't off in a lowly stable, but Jesus' birth was still lowly.
He's the king of earth, the king of the world, and he's being visited by the most low-status people, who are the shepherds. I mean, this is an excellent example of humility. And at the same time, he would be visited by another kings or the wise men who are called the Magi. So it's really amazing.
This year, dig deeper into the Christmas story with Bethlehem Bible College and consider visiting the place where God first entered the world as a man. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. On behalf of the MNN staff, Rich Halls, Ruth Kramer, Morgan Hanum, Lindsay Coe, Beth Stoliker, Alex Anholt, Katie Harth, Sarah Trail, Callie Caterberg, and Anna Deckert, I'm Dot Morris. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Mission Network News.